Hi, and welcome to episode 170 of the weekly Google Cloud Platform podcast. We're doing daily episodes here at Next on the show floor. Right now, I'm joined by Aja. How are you doing, Aja?
I am doing great, and this has been a fantastic event.
It's been really, really cool. So yeah, we're doing daily episodes, so make sure to tune in every day. But why don't we just get straight into the interviews?
That sounds like a great plan. Let's hear what everyone here has to say.
Excellent. Let's do that.
So we're here today with...
Jonathan Cham, Customer Engineering Manager.
And Mark.
And Gabby.
We want to know, Jonathan, what is your experience at Next? What did you see that you liked?
So I've been at Next 3 times already, and I think we're like doubling in growth in terms of number of attendees, and it's just super exciting to see the ecosystem grow at the scale that it is growing.
Mm-hmm.
Just the number of buildings that we're taking over at Moscone by itself is a clear reflection of our growth. And I mean, I'm just really excited to see the customers, the partners, the entire ecosystem, the amount of Googlers that we've been hiring as well, just to support the tremendous needs from our customers.
Yeah, I mean, it's been super busy, and there's obviously, like you said, we're taking over more space. There's more showcases here. They're building it up higher and taller than they've ever been. You said earlier, you know, we're only, what, 2 hours into the Next 2019 now. Is there anything that caught your eye, anything you're super excited about?
I mean, right now, we just talked about Anthos. That's something that all my customers have been talking about. Multi-cloud, hybrid cloud, flexibility, agility, scalability, reliability, security, performance, all of that. The announcement around Anthos, I think, is going to be a really big talking point across all our customers, especially in the enterprise space, right? That's just something that they continue to speak about is, look, I love Google, but I also have been using other clouds as well. How can you help me leverage the investments I've already made into something that I can use across multiple cloud providers? So I think it's going to be huge for us. And we've had, what, 20 years of open source investment. It's something that we do that's in our DNA. So I really think that it's going to be a really big thing across all our customers.
Yeah, I think it's nice too, because a lot of people have been, like you said, people have been really interested in this and they've been learning about it, and Google's been talking about it, and they have a lot of serverless offerings. But it's kind of great to see like the floodgates open up today and just say, here are all these cool things. They're finally here. They're ready, you know, for people to use. You can get started with them. A lot of them are in beta. We were just talking to the Cloud Run folks. I think there's a lot there that people can like get their hands on right now and start working with, and then hopefully kind of see like, how do I bring my business and solve more problems with this?
Yeah, it's super exciting. I mean, just walking down the stairs, the amount of time it takes to go down the stairs is also a clear reflection of how busy it is. So I mean, it's just like, all right, are we gonna walk? Are we gonna run? Like it's packed here right now, so it's exciting.
What do you think about the keynote? Did you watch it?
Yeah, I mean, TK, look, he's a veteran in the industry, so watching him speak with clarity and helping us internally as well as externally understand the priorities of Google Cloud. I mean, he's a new leader for us. And so to see him put everything together with the help from Diane Green is very refreshing. And I think his focus on not only the enterprise, but all our customers, I think is going to really show in our product showcase.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of cool stuff coming up over the next couple of days. And then, you know, as TK comes in and starts to like kind of redefine what we're going for, I think we're going to see some really, really cool stuff from Google this year.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
I am excited for announcements, but I can't open my
mouth now. Can you tell us what announcements there are?
I don't know if there
were announcements. You're looking at me like you got something you wanted to share, but you can't.
There's so much.
That's messed up.
And like, they're just yeah. waiting and just waiting for this stuff, for yeah. the floodgates to open.
Yeah, I'm just like with my tweet here, ready to tweet about it.
You know what? don't play poker. That's all I got to say. Right? Like, you're just a terrible poker player.
But it's exciting, right?
Yeah, there's so much. It's like really exciting. I mean, I'd love to hang out with you more because then I can tell, something new's coming up. Just watch out.
All right. Well, I think everyone listening, hopefully, will get to see all these things come out in social media. Obviously, if you're here, you're probably having a great time. If you're not here, then come here next year
yeah.
and kind of get all the excitement for yourself.
Yeah. And if you're not here, go bug your account team for some passes.
There
yeah.
it is.
Oh, also, there is Cloud Next on air.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was our thing, Mark.
They're still doing it this year.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah. Stephanie Wong's actually was on right before I walked in here. So
we've got the live streams. All the recorded content. Some of the sessions are going to be live. And then, you know, a lot of this content's going to get out there on YouTube.
Yeah. Fun times.
Okay. Thank you so
yeah,
much.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks so
Bye.
Much, Jonathan.
So we're here today with Ori. And Ori, can you present yourself to us?
Absolutely. So I'm Ori Kashi. I'm a product manager on the Cloud SQL team focused on SQL Server.
So that was just announced, right?
Yeah, we just announced it this morning in the keynote, and you probably saw our demo showing how you onboard onto Managed SQL Server from legacy databases.
So is this a private alpha or public alpha it's going to be?
So right now it's just a private alpha. Second half of this year, we're going to go with a public beta. But for right now, we're looking for folks that are interested. We already have a set of customers, but there's an interest sheet that you can sign up for on our website.
Oh, cool.
So, I mean, this is something that people have been asking for some time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, SQL Server has, you know, historically always been in the top three databases that our enterprise customers are using, and it's been cited time and time again as something that folks looking to take advantage of kind of GCP's other services want to make sure that they don't have to abandon their legacy SQL Server footprint behind. And so what this does is gives them the opportunity to kind of bring it along, don't have to transform right away. I mean, they can just bring it as is, and it'll run very well on our managed service, and then they can take their time kind of re-architecting and recreating their solutions.
Right, so now it's not a blocker to move to the cloud.
Exactly.
And they just worry about the data, not everything else.
Correct, correct.
So right now, Cloud SQL still supports MySQL and Postgres as well, right?
Correct. So this is, you know, a great indication of how we're expanding the portfolio for Cloud SQL. So, you know, you can continue to expect us, you know, devoting more energy into the platform and making sure we're compatible and hosting more databases.
I am excited about that.
Yeah, it has been a very, you know, exciting ride, and I know the team's worked really hard to get us here, and we're super happy to have customers start using our product.
Absolutely. Any other cool Cloud SQL related announcements that you want to talk about?
I think that SQL Server taking advantage of kind of the platform that Cloud SQL is already on is one of the things that many folks take for granted. So it'd be good to call out that, you know, all the same great features in terms of like regional availability and automatic backups and everything else people have come to expect from Cloud SQL is also going to be available for SQL Server. And so that's super exciting that, you know, it's not just the great SQL Server product that folks have been used to using, but also now enhanced with all the goodness that comes with Cloud SQL and GCP.
Anything else that next year super excited to see?
Yeah, I mean, there's not enough time in the day to see everything. You know, I'm really excited with part of the keynote demo this morning was the rest of our new advancements in the Windows ecosystem on GCP. And so you probably saw me demoing Managed AD is also coming out and a bunch of other services as well. And so, you know, I think we have a really good complete story for if you are a Windows shop today, if you have, you know, certain solutions that require that ecosystem, we can support that. You know, that shouldn't be a blocker for you in adopting GCP.
Cool. Thank you, Ori. Is there anything else that you want to talk to us about Cloud SQL Server?
No, I think that's most. That's plenty. There's a lot. But I definitely encourage folks that are interested. We'll be releasing a lot of information now. There's a sign-up sheet, you know, if you do want to participate in our alpha. And definitely look forward to having everyone try it out when it goes beta later this year.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Hi, we're in the podcast house here at GCP Next today. It is Tuesday in the afternoon, so some of the cool talks have already happened, like Brian's talk earlier today. And you were nice enough to come hang out with us. So can you tell us who you are?
Yeah, absolutely. My name is Matt Brown. I'm a solutions architect at Squid. That's spelled S-K-U-I-D. We're a low-code development platform and tool for all kinds of data and platforms. And yeah, happy to be here. We're from Chattanooga, Tennessee.
I know, Chattawara.
We love it. It's
I'm
good.
Nate Cornyn, and I basically get to serve Matt every day, just kind of stepping
my
into
my butler.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
New role in kind of an enablement org for Squid. So we've been working with kind of professional services type stuff for the company for the last couple of years. And just like what you're doing, developer relations, we got to this point where it's like, we really need people to just focus on that. And so we kind of spun up here in the last couple of months, and Google Next happens to be the first event that we're coming in just the capacity of, we want to see how it's done right. And we're like, okay, who could possibly do it,
right? So is this
right?
A scouting mission? Is this
yeah.
Why you're here?
Oh, yeah.
And you all nailed it. We literally, we got delayed yesterday. We had to sit in Chattanooga Airport for a while. Sorry, American Airlines. We had to spend the night in Dallas, Fort Worth. And so we finally got here today. And so, I don't know, we've been on the floor for literally 20 minutes.
Yeah, this is like our first thing that we're doing.
Yeah. And boom,
you just
here
walked
is the
right
podcast.
Into the house on the podcast.
It looks so inviting. You know, it's like the cottage in like Hansel and Gretel. You guys are going to eat us, right?
No, I do not think that is on the plan because there's plenty of snacks elsewhere.
Okay, good, good. Good.
So what's one thing each of you is looking forward to seeing while you're here at the conference?
Firebase.
Awesome choice.
Yeah.
I want to see more about SQL databases on Google
Cloud.
Oh,
yeah. We announced a beta of, was it?
Postgres 11.
Managed Postgres 11 on Cloud SQL. It was beta as of this morning, which is super exciting for all of our friends who like to have up-to-date frameworks and tools so that they don't have security issues.
We've got a lot of Postgres junkies at Squid.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
What's one thing you want to copy from this event that was so awesome?
Literally this place right here. So they've got this amazing kind of glass house, little mini cute area. It's contained
stone
enough.
In my hand right now.
Yeah. And just a really cool setup. I took a picture and they just waved and it was so warm. It was so inviting.
Aww.
And they said, come in here, talk to us. And that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So right like that, I want to replicate that.
I loved looking in the app and seeing how you can set up to 3 meetings with an expert for 30 minutes.
That's pretty killer.
On any topic. That's just really cool. I like that a lot.
Connecting with people, right?
Yeah, because ultimately it comes down to having a real conversation about a real problem that you're trying to solve. And you can, you know, we can talk about it at a high level, but ultimately it comes down to that. And that's true of this kind of stuff, too, on the podcast level. Like, actual dialogue is where stuff kind of rises to the top.
Yep. Technology is all about people, despite what everyone thinks.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
So can we ask a little bit about that for y'all,
sure,
as far as developer relations? How did that become a thing? How long has that been a thing? Or how long have y'all been at that, in that role, or part of this thing?
I'm going to go first because you've been at Google longer. I've been doing DevRel at Google for about 4 years. DevRel's been around at Google a fair amount longer than that. I think we're fast approaching 10-year mark, something like that, of the developer advocate title.
Oh, man.
It's close. It's
congratulations.
It's been a while. And we pull people from all over. We like having people with lots of different backgrounds. And the big thing is you have to be excited about technology. Mm. And you have to be excited about talking with people. You do not have to be an extrovert. There's a super secret that a lot of our DevRel folks do
true.
DevRel because they have a list of topics they can talk about and they don't have to make small talk ever.
Yeah. Mm. So true.
That's great.
Or plus, like on and then off.
Yeah. Well, yep. It's still good stuff. And, you know, if you love what you talk about, that works.
Yep.
So is there something like particularly you like Aja talking about?
I'm a generalist. You got Brian and I, and we are the two... We'll not go with fearless leaders, but leaders of some kind of our application development outreach group.
There you go.
And we kind of do all this stuff. I am particularly passionate about languages, programming languages. I like too many of them. I tried to get everyone in the dev zone this morning to like tell me their favorite language, and they all just kind of stared at me, so it was probably a little early for my level of enthusiasm. But, you know, it's okay. I threw some dinosaur facts at them, and they still stared at me.
Okay.
But
I can do the dinosaur facts.
I got to know this.
I can do the dinosaur
facts. Wait, go for
top
it.
Top three
yeah.
dinosaurs?
Well, no. I wanted the languages, but you go ahead.
Hey, Brian, why don't you talk about what the stuff that makes you excited? Because you gave a talk this morning already.
I did. But I'm actually going to only talk about part of it. So I did give a talk on like how to choose between the different compute stuff.
Ooh.
And I just get really excited about VMs, and they're kind of considered boring tech, but they're like this amazing boring tech when they're a slice of a data center. You have all this cool ephemeral stuff you can do, it adapts really quickly, and it's the next step for almost every real system that already exists. Like if you're building something new, there's a whole bunch of stuff to look at. But if you've got a thing already, probably your biggest value step is getting into a VM.
So in your ignorance, is that the GCE? Is that what we're
talking
about? That
is Compute Engine. Wow. Google Compute Engine, exactly.
Nice, Nate.
He can
be like
tough.
Acronym check.
Hey, Brian. Did I see TK saying something about really big VMs this morning?
Yeah, we announced some really big VMs.
How big a VM can we get now?
So, for comparison, you can get 400-some vCPUs and almost 12 terabytes of RAM soon. And for context, I went and looked up like the biggest hard drive you could like get on the internet and buy, and that's 14 terabytes. So pretty soon you're going to be able to like turn on a VM with about as much RAM as the biggest hard drive you can buy.
And
it's like, a pocket universe.
Is there? Can we talk costs at all? Rough ballpark. Is there any idea what
you
that?
Know, it adds up when you get that big.
Yeah,
like,
because
we basically do the prices by gigabyte of memory over time and by CPU. So like, it adds up. But you can also get those machines for a really short amount of time.
So it's flexible.
You don't have to buy it and keep it forever.
Yeah, we still built to the 10-minute, right? First 10 minutes and then every minute after, something like
that. Yeah. So it's like, I think it's even maybe to the second, but at the first 10-minute. Threshold for
you have
VMs.
To pay for 10 minutes. I know that. So make many, many small jobs.
Cool.
And don't make them talk to each other in infinite loops that just rack up the bill.
Infinite loops are just generally bad.
Yeah.
So are there any talks that you know you're going to be going to while you're here? Have you looked at the app at all to figure out what talks you want to be at?
You know, I'll be
you
honest.
You have a program.
I do.
That's
like a
fancy.
Physical paper one.
Made out of trees.
Is that okay?
That's
absolutely
cool.
I'm
going to
keep
it.
I'm not just going to like throw it out. Yeah.
I love it. She's describing like a relic of a lost age.
Well, so, I was looking for one earlier and couldn't find one.
I'll be honest. There's a little bit of fish out of water for me because I don't come from a development background, and I got into application development through our product, which is
cool. That's awesome.
Yeah, what is your background?
A lot of folks on our team don't come from a development background either.
Cool. All right, well then great. So I'm a fish out of water with other fish that are out of water. Or maybe it's just a new pond. I don't know.
I think we made you all flying fish and you're all in outer space.
That's great. Wow. That's great. Yeah.
Upgrade.
No. Our product basically is built around setting up a data source to just about anything you might want to connect to.
Including Google stuff.
Yeah, whether it's, you know, kind of more managed CRM things like Salesforce or Microsoft Dynamics or, you know, homegrown Postgres database that you've set up or REST or connecting to Google Maps and different APIs and stuff like that. So it helped me go from being on kind of the businessy sales end of things to doing a lot of creative and problem-solving stuff using technology. So it was really exciting. Yeah, I absolutely love the product. And so coming here, I've been interested in things like I actually missed, because we got turned around, you know, Country Boys in the Big City. But there was a rapid prototyping in public sector. We've got a number of public sector customers. And so wanted to see, you know, how do you put something in front of someone that looks useful, like what they want to see really, really quickly, and then start iterating and building on it. That's what's really exciting me. So
we got to find an encore of that.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's good.
There's a couple different.
And everything was recorded. And if we managed to do it last year, everything should be on YouTube within about 48 hours, if not faster.
Okay, awesome.
I don't know how many people they have working in the video room, but they have a lot.
No kidding.
We're turning around 20 and 30 sessions every hour.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
This event is bigger than some people's hometowns, which I found out yesterday.
Absolutely.
Well, so here's another plug. Speaking of that, you know, we have our own doc site, you know, and we have our own, but you get stuck. First thing you do, well, I Google it. You all still own the first question I'm going to ask. I'm going to Google it. And the second thing I'm going to do is YouTube it. So you're number one and number two, just for how do I do that thing?
I both super appreciate that. And I have a little bit of potty humor going on in my head there.
Well, it's
that's okay.
I should take it. There's
a highly utilitarian.
There's an
in
acceptable
all cases.
Amount.
Did you
podcast threshold?
Well played, sir.
I was gonna say we should probably wrap up soon.
Yeah,
so we can let you guys get back to the event.
Yeah, there's so much to see. Like we literally stopped at JetBrains because we got some folks back at Squid that love Kotlin and IntelliJ.
Yeah.
That's it. And then it's here.
I highly recommend that since we're hanging out here in the podcast booth, just behind us is the industry section, and they've got some of the coolest demos, in my opinion.
Okay. Cool.
So we have our retail friends and our gaming friends over there.
Are there robots anywhere?
I know there is a robot. I saw it yesterday. I think it was over in the machine learning section that way.
All right, cool. My son is 4 and he loves robots. So if I can get a picture of a robot.
I'm 36 and I love robots too.
Oh, me too. Absolutely. It's not an age thing.
Robots are just cool.
Oh, no.
Everyone loves robots in gaming.
Absolutely.
This is pretty much what I've learned.
So. Have an awesome event.
Yeah, cool. Thank you so much for coming to chat with us.
This is great.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, I'm having a hard time. So wait, these go on my ears. Oh, I get you. I got you.
I hope you guys realize that this may be the session of the week. I'm feeling good about this right now.
Okay. You set a pretty high bar there. Can you introduce yourself so we know who just said they're going to have the most impressive,
I think that's
amazing...
I'm feeling it's organic. I'm starting to feel really good about this until I looked at him having problems putting his headphones on. I'm just scared. No, this is Jose Pagan. I'm a deployment lead from Onyx, and I'm going to go ahead and go on the record and say that I think this might be the best session of the week. I think so. And it hasn't even started yet. So.
Let's make it happen. Absolutely. Who else we have?
Hi, I'm Brian Kokish. I'm the marketing director at Onyx.
It's Aja again.
And Brian.
Yeah, and Brian. So, what brings you all to Next?
We are a Google partner, one of the first Google partners, so obviously we're here for that reason. We are Onyx from Lakewood, Ohio. Started in the 90s in the networking business and kind of evolved with technology, and now we are a premier Google partner and a multiple Partner of the Year winner. And
also one of the first partners of Google, if I'm not mistaken.
First or second, yeah.
First or second partner.
It's one of those things that's argued back and forth, you know.
I just wanted to...
Don't we have a database for that or something? We should know.
I think that everybody here has a database. You couldn't get in until you had a database.
It's just part of like the entry.
Part of the entry.
Yeah, everyone has a database, yeah. But none of them speak to each other.
No doubt. That's why I'm employed, actually, so we can help connect all the databases together to speak to each other in different languages.
You mentioned you do stand-up comedy.
14 years.
14
wow.
years.
Yeah, I know. It's a lot of booze.
Now, when you say booze, is that spelled B-O-O-Z-E?
Booze.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow. I misheard that, too.
Everything is debatable on podcasts, so... Brian also has some stand-up comedy chops.
Yeah, I did stand-up for about 10 years. Then I met a woman, and my career pretty much ended. I got married and had kids, and lived the rest of my days in bitterness.
I mean, it seems like there would be some potential content there, things to talk about through those life experiences.
Oh, there's content.
Yeah, there's definitely content, but you get to the point in life where it's just not really funny anymore when you're the joke and you're living it.
Before we go into what the content looks like, I think we have to check the parental guidance ratings on this podcast to make sure.
I'm feeling a little out of class here. I don't have this level of credentials on the stand-up comedy.
And I'm sure there's a lot of young kids at home listening.
Can you elaborate on that a little bit for me? What do you mean by credentials? I'm curious.
I mean, years of experience.
Years of experience or years of torment? There's the perspective
are they
is
different?
Everything. It could be.
Are we talking about tech or comedy now?
Why not both?
No doubt. That's the best part about it. I think that we bridge the gap for both. That's one of our specialties. You know, the culture is something special at Onyx as well. You know, it's like one big happy family. There's like this overlying synergy that, you know, we work hard, play hard. I mean, I hang out with these people, you know, outside of work a ton, so it's fun to come to an event like this. I'm not going to lie, when I saw the podcast, my eyes lit up because I think this is a great idea in the middle of it all. I mean, you guys got a great location, you know, right here.
And we've got this super stylish house.
It's very stylish.
It is very nice.
I think it's very green.
I was going to say a greenhouse, or it looks like an old photo mat.
Oh, my gosh. You're dating yourself, and I hate the fact that I know what you mean with the drive-in photo mats.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I...
Clear,
that was between
there.
the digital camera and the Polaroid picture years.
Exactly. Yeah.
You have those weird rolls that fit right in, and then you had to get them developed, and it took like 5 years. And then after you got them developed, you were moving from like dorm room to dorm room, and you still found 30 rolls that were undeveloped. Was just like never developing. We're going to see how old they are in a minute because they're looking at us kind of puzzling.
No, I'm not looking at you. I'm not looking at you funny. I'm just remembering all those years I spent in dark rooms spooling film so that I could develop it. So, yeah, that was lots of fun. So.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're dating yourself there at that point because about the time that you finished that, learning all that, that's when the digital age started
years and
to
years
happen.
Of developing exactly. The film. So let me ask you, how long did you work at the photo houses?
I didn't. I did it for fun because I had bad hobbies.
I was going to say, wow.
I liked playing chemistry set. It was fun. So what are you guys excited about at the conference? Like, is there any session you're looking forward to, or any product announcements, or, you know, parties, any
you know
of the
what?
Above?
Honestly, I'm going to be the lame guy in here. I mean, I'm not really... I've been to a couple parties already with Google, and the reception last night to kick things off was pretty cool. I mean, the food was fantastic.
Yeah, that was great.
It was awesome. I'm more around the technology side of things, you know, and seeing what everybody brings to the table. You know, my division is enterprise search, so I'm probably going to play favorites here. I've been in a couple great cloud search sessions.
Awesome.
I've also been in an awesome cloud platform session, too. So it's really cool stuff. This is my first time at Next, so I'm kind of a Next rookie.
Cool. Have you seen any interesting stories of people, what people are doing with search? Or, like, you said enterprise and search, and so I was curious, like...
What does that look like? Are there any awesome stories that you're allowed to share?
I mean, in a nutshell, think of Google for your internal, you know, use case. So you own a company, and you have a huge amount of data. You have no way to find it. You know, one of our popular use cases, which I'll just talk about because that was in the last session, was Philips Healthcare, where their techs, you know, had a ton of data, but they didn't know how to bring it together in order to do repairs on healthcare equipment, you know, CT machines and CAT scans and all those types of pieces of equipment and stuff. So it allowed them to put it on the one central location and then bring it into a use case so that people doing service on those machines, I mean, the overlying downtime of those machines was improved almost by 30%.
Wow.
So this is like
being able to, like, search for the error message, but for this, like, really particular...
Correct. So that error message that they would find, like a technician would find, it would be in this huge handbook of, like, thousands of pages. And they'd have to take that, oh, this is error message code, you know, J7359er. I did add a niner in there. And then they would go and look for
it's
it,
the headphones,
you
right?
know, and take forever. You know, I know the headphones were appropriate. I feel like some sort of pilot right now. I'm going into my niner phase. But yeah, and it would take them just a long time to make a fix and itemize what the problem was from an analytical standpoint in order to target that fix. Immediately, that improves productivity, decreases downtime, helps them make that fix a lot quicker. So it's pretty cool stuff when there's a good use case behind
it. And the thing about that, too, is it really transcends industry. So, you know, one of the things that you have to think about is the baby boomers are retiring en masse right now. And so what you have going on, what we call, you know, institutional memory loss. So in the instance that you were talking about with Philips Healthcare, I actually used to work for Philips Medical Systems.
Oh, really?
And worked in radiology, yeah. So I know it all too well. So what happens, and it happens in every line of work, you have people that retire, you know, get fired, you know, leave, whatever it is. And what they do is they take with them all that knowledge that they built up over the years, that's institutional knowledge. And what happens is there's a giant vacuum, there's a gap. So something like enterprise search, you know, helps address that by getting everything, all that information, all that data on the cloud so people can, you know, readily find it. You know, otherwise you have situations, and I've been in this situation before, where we've had somebody leave a job. You know, it shut down part of what we were actually doing because nobody knew what to do at that point.
Yeah, the knowledge management piece is huge in regards to that. And then that's just one of the many products. I mean, we're all wearing OnSpend shirts today. OnSpend's another one of our products that adds like a cloud billing software. We're very big into GCP. We're very big into G Suite. G Suite's another one of our...
Yeah, did you have any like favorite announcements from the event so far?
Favorite announcements?
So far, I think I'm looking forward to the, you know, seeing what goes on at like the awards today. I think will be kind of cool. That's always exciting, you know, for a lot of different folks. You know, and also just, you know, walking around and seeing all the different booths and all the technologies and seeing that cloud icon right there and see how many times it's actually been used throughout the hall. Because I've actually seen that about 6 or 7 times. And other logos, and those poor folks that have that cloud icon or that logo and realize that, we were the only ones that thought maybe we'd come up with a logo with a cloud on it. No one else would come up with that.
And you're going on a whole other level of copyright infringement that we need to pull Onyx legal in, I think.
Yeah.
This conversation. I think the other thing to piggyback on what you're saying, though, all joking aside, is, you know, the bridging of different backgrounds and different organizations, different demographics, people all over the world that come across, and you finally get to see them face to face that use your products, you know, and talk about how much of a benefit it is in their organization. You know,
yeah.
That's kind of special to me.
Or even people you work with. I mean, there's yes. People I've never met before. I know them via email, and I just know their little headshot via email. I'm like, I know you. And then, you know, all of a sudden you're actually getting to meet them, you know, and you know, and realizing they're not as nice as you thought they were, you know, digitally speaking. And that
you just turned it right from legal to HR. I mean, you're just hitting everything.
Oh, I'm going to. Hey, we're going to be compelling and intriguing. Why not go, you know, go full Monty on that one?
I love how you're pushing the envelope right now. I'm telling you, you're preaching my, you know, you're speaking my language.
Like even Jose, I mean, I think we met like the first day, my first day there. Jose came in, you know, we're talking. I find out that he's a stand-up comic. I mean, how many stand-up comics work at that place?
Two. We're looking at him.
Just us two? I thought a couple others.
So there's a few others that have never, like, you know, been on stage but claimed. Our CEO and owner, and I won't say this because he's not on. He's actually a really funny guy.
He is very funny.
I won't
tell
him to his face. He'll never tell me to my face.
I mean, this may end up, you never know where. It's going to be on the internet.
I mean, that's fine. I doubt he'll listen. You know what I mean? If he does, then, you know, he gets to hear my little secret, but... I don't even know if the guy checks his email yet. I haven't you know, been able to tell.
He does. Trust me on that. He does.
No, we have such a great relationship at work, and everybody has so much fun. But the thing about Onyx, when we all come together, is there's one collective whole, and that's the client. You know, client satisfaction is huge to us.
That's it.
We just found a way to, you know, perfect having fun while doing it.
Awesome. Well, here's to more gatherings and meeting people and connecting all the... every building stuff. Yeah.
Absolutely. Thanks for the invite. If you guys ever stop by the Cleveland office, stop on over. I mean, we have, you know, our basement's pretty googly. We have a lot of fun games and stuff. So I know a lot of people don't like to come to Cleveland. That's like the running joke over there. They're like, where are you located? I'm like, oh, we're in Cleveland. They're like, oh, what's in Cleveland? The Browns? It's like the hottest team to talk about right now.
And they're
like,
kidding, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. The one guy last night at the partner reception kind of laughed in my face when I said that we're 3 to 5 years away from a Super Bowl, and he asked me how many drinks I had, to be honest.
Wait. Would you say 3 to 5?
3 to 5 years away from a Super Bowl. I'm going to stand by that.
How about 1 to 2?
Still on the radio sports talk here.
One other last plug. Actually, a lot of companies talk about corporate social responsibility. Tim Needles is our CEO and really lives it. I almost jumped an announcement that we have something. But we do a lot with the homeless. And
We have a nonprofit that him and his wife created called Onyx Outreach. It helps fight, you know, hunger and homelessness in Cleveland. It's fantastic. Yeah, check out the website, and for them to give back like that is a direct relation on who they are as people. I mean, we're fascinating people to work with.
And the thing is, the whole company is involved in that. It's actually written into our HR. What do we get a day?
We get one furlough day a year.
To do volunteer work.
That's awesome.
And then, you know, throughout the rest of the year, everybody helps out with, I mean, every year around Christmas time, we do like a clothing and food drive. I mean, we work with some of the most considerate and platinum heart individuals across the planet. I'm pretty sure saying that there's not even a joke there. That's just fact.
I think that's why we're all there, too.
Absolutely.
I mean, we're really proud of that.
Yeah, it definitely pushes you forward as an employee. It's something that's inspiring, and it just makes you a better person. You know, you want to make it better.
Awesome. Well, thanks for being here.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
We appreciate it.
Nice meeting you guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you to everyone for joining us today with these awesome episodes live from the Google Next show floor. Please tune in tomorrow for another episode with more interviews from more attendees at this conference.
Fantastic. See you then.